This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. This next story is going to sound awfully familiar, just with different scenery, because the United States is not the only country with a housing shortage. Australia is also facing what some are calling an affordability crisis as home prices rise faster than incomes. It's getting so extreme in some places that many young Australians face a stark choice: either move hundreds, even thousands of miles away to find somewhere they can afford, or stay and keep paying ever more expensive rent. The BBC's Frey Lindsay reports.
Here we are. Let's go inside.
This is Alison. She's in her early 30s and she's from Sydney. But she's giving us a virtual tour of the house she just purchased in central Japan. Alison works as a teacher at a local university, and she was already living in Japan when COVID struck. Faced with the prospect of not being able to return to Australia for some time, as well as property prices back home, she decided to make her stay in Japan permanent.
Seeing the price jump with the pandemic hitting Australia, the prices just got unbelievable. And, you know, the price of a Japanese property is the price of a car in Australia. The real painful element of this story is that my parents know that my siblings and I won't ever be able to afford to live in a house near them. And even, honestly, to just afford rent in those postcodes is becoming further and further away from a reality.
In some ways, this is an old story. Australian housing prices have taken off in the last 10 or 15 years. But since the beginning of the pandemic, things have intensified dramatically. Mike Wood is editor of Australian Broker, the country's leading mortgages news site.
There's very low interest rates, historically low, which means that people can get loans very easily. There has been pent-up demand, which has come from people obviously not spending money during the pandemic. And then you also have a complete, a chronic lack of supply, especially in cities like Sydney and Melbourne.
Okay, so give us some numbers here. How much have prices been going up during the pandemic?
In all of Australia, prices have gone up 6%, right? Which doesn't sound that much. But in Sydney, it's 19%. And in parts of Sydney, say the northern beaches, it's gone up $7,300 a week. Obviously, if the price is rising 20% a year, the goalposts continually move further and further away.
And that's the reality for a lot of people who grew up in Australia's big cities. Even if they can save something for a deposit, they just can't save fast enough to keep up. That's exactly the case for Susan. Like Alison, she is in her 30s and grew up in Sydney. She and her partner are seriously considering moving to Adelaide, a city 800 miles from where she grew up.
It just feels as though you're kind of fighting a losing battle. Then you do kind of have a look at what you would be able to afford to purchase in, you know, other cities. My family are all in Sydney, so it's a really difficult decision.
But will the government do anything to help people like Susan? Saul Eslake, the founder of Carina Economic Advisory, says they're reluctant. That's because the millions of older Australians who already own at least one home make up a sizable chunk of their voter base.
Governments at the state and local level have made it increasingly difficult to redevelop existing housing in urban areas at higher densities in order to avoid offending neighbours. This is often referred to as NIMBY policies, not in my backyard. We have dug ourselves into a hole in terms of housing affordability and home ownership. And a profound piece of wisdom is that when you're in a hole, the first thing to do is to stop digging.
But with serious reform to the housing market missing from the platforms of both major political parties, it seems Australia has some digging yet to go. I'm the BBC's Frey Lindsay for Marketplace.